you need to be a lot more like me. Stand up, break out, and take what you deserve.
We're taking you straight to the extreme.
We have had to listen to you as you claim to educate all of us. Now it's time for you to sit there, shut your mouth while I educate you.
I didn't have a game plan, I was winging it.
The name of the game here is entertainment, and I am an entertainer. And you've seen the way those girls respond to me at ringside, in the airports, in the hotels.
We gonna take you to the streets, the hood, the hardcore stuff. We're just there to drive to, you know what I'm saying? Drive-by stuff that you get so frightened of. Raised up, eating off the silver platter. We scared to go in those neighborhoods. But guess what? I'm gonna give you just what the taste of that is like.
You out here talking about a click. The only click you need to know about is
Powerbomb Jutsu. Heard it, man.
You know it's not. You know it ain't Powerbomb Jutsu. They don't mean nothing.
Word?
Yeah, man. If it ain't Powerbomb Jutsu, it doesn't mean nothing.
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
Man. Ready from the source itself, man.
Nigga, we the cool fly niggas, man.
I heard that shit on an official government document.
Mm-hmm. But shout out to Cheech's fly ass nigga too, and Just. Them fly niggas.
Shout out to the bros, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, so what the fuck's been up, guys? What's been happening? Anything new? Anything interesting?
Anything new?
Something happened, though. What is it? What the fuck happened? Some guys recorded a podcast, right, with a wrestler? No, that didn't happen. Nope.
With a wrestler?
Yeah, with a wrestler. There was, some roses or some shit. I don't know.
Some roses or some shit.
I don't know.
Who's wrestler?
I don't know. Big Boombaye.
Big Boombaye.
Yeah.
That's okay, buddy. Yeah, you niggas go listen to that. And quit bullshit.
Okay. Guys, there's some other news. Hey, why is Taz tweeting and telling people he ain't dead? What happened to Taz?
Oh, because Christian came out on
Dynamite
and he had a thing with Hook and stuff, was talking about his dad and shit. But it was so funny because how NXT was filmed in the ECW arena, he took shots at Taz like, oh man, Taz was like some kind of second rate and kept making the big leads and the lights were too big for him.
Damn.
So that shit was so funny, that's though, hurt. In the same context of them doing a show in the ECW arena, which on the other channel. So that was pretty funny, though. But
that nigga was lying, though. Taz was one of the staples. That's some good heat. That's some good heat, though, Christian. You know how to get under your skin.
Yeah, but it was good, though. On both shows, though, it was nice. It was like, for what it was, you know, because politics aside and all the bullshit that happened with Trump or whatever you believe in, and I feel like politics separate niggas the most, and I feel like wrestling can bring niggas together easily because you go to a wrestling show, like with me and B, we be fly-ass, cool-ass niggas, man, but people always gravitate to us who you probably never talk to, like, outside of wrestling realm. Always talk to us about wrestling and it's about random shit. It never fails. From like an old lady to a little boy, pause, until like old people and in between.
Yeah, man, that little boy got a name because I was so confused. Like, why is this little boy always in them pictures?
my kid Gary?
He's super yeah. Hey, he done said more fuck yous in 2 hours than I did in a lifetime.
I know, I seen video.
That's cool.
It was crazy because like this happened to me again like last week when I was at AEW show. This girl was like right next to me talking about the Young Bucks and stuff, and we kept on talking about wrestling, Young Bucks, and like different wrestlers we met and shit. It was pretty cool. It was like just what's the wrestling's about.
Lot, bro.
Yeah. But talk about how many times have we said nigga in our podcast we record over all the years?
Can't count.
Exactly. I always thought about that.
2025, I'm not going to say that word anymore.
I feel like we say nigga just as much as we say the word the.
Mm-hmm. Or Darrell say like. Could Darrell say like a lot? I'm like, damn, like, oh my God.
It's a habit. I'm very aware of it, bro.
But I say this is crazy a lot, too, in certain episodes. Like, yo, this is crazy. Yo, this is crazy. Yo, this is crazy.
It should be like crazy, man. I mean, it'd be like that.
See, look, I just said it right there. When I text people, I had to delete that word. I was like, why am I saying that?
But you know what's crazy? But you know what's crazy? I just said that. Get it? We don't get away with the shows, man. Niggas be having secret shows. But anyway.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. We were just on Smack in the Raw.
That was a good episode.
Oh, man. Shout out to them niggas. I was too toe up to get on your show.
Man, he could have been on it, man.
Nah, I was wasted like nigga CNW.
Okay. Because, he even asks about like, okay, he want to do the horror show with you, B. And he's like, yeah, nobody hit me up. Like, XB, what genre want to talk about?
We're going to kill him.
Oh, man, we can make it happen. Shit. Especially with our new show coming up. I mean, it's going to happen.
Who knows? Who knows?
It's going to happen. Just be ready to get your mind blown away. I see everybody was fucking with last week's episode.
It's a lot of fun.
Exactly. It's so cool. Like how, like Darrell said, nigga, we can swap out people and tag each other in and still be a great show. If one person's not here, another person will fill in the void and be completely some dope ass shit. Because that's why we love niggas. We have great chemistry. No externs, no change of scenery, no change of niggas.
I'm about to get a gimp nigga to get on the show. He ain't about to do nothing but mumble.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm gonna be extern though. I'm gonna probably just an extern coming soon, you know.
Pulp Fiction, nigga. He gonna just come on and just grunt.
What you think, Gimp? Yo, you wally, bro.
Hey, now, real shit, though. Listen here, Big Ray. Hey, you know what he said? He was about to go medieval on his ass and all this type of shit. Like, I don't think you could have did as much damage as he did to you, man. It don't matter to get back.
Hey, you know who didn't do no damage tonight? But they did damage. Jada Parker hit Lola Vice with a fucking brick.
Damn.
Yeah, they had an hardcore match and shit was dope. But it did like this ladder spot where she jumped the ladder and then Lola Vice was like on a ladder and the shit broke. The shit was so ass. Mm-hmm. And the crowd was chanting, holy shit. I'm like, come on, man. You chanting for that weak ass ladder spot in the ECW arena. And why didn't censor and holy shit? I'm like, come on now. Like, this is not extreme enough.
Nah, that's a CW, man. They don't even say cuss words in All American like that on there.
Yeah. If it was FX, they say fuck.
Yeah, they say, oh, they show some ass if it was on FX.
Oh, FX? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't care.
Hey, I seen Jada Parker get her fucking head caved in by that chair when she got DDT.
Yeah.
But, all right, I'm going to talk about this. I had to confess, I was watching, I was playing Dragon Age. I'm that kind of dude. But I'm going to have to go back and watch this because what? What?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like to take the 10-woman tag match of Avengers was pretty dope. Ooh. And then Zarya speared Jordan Grace by accident, so they might tease a battle later on in the future. But RVD came and got attacked by Wes Lee.
I saw that.
And then young flippy nigga did the frog Come splash. On. Yeah. And then Nemzio and the Olive Garden nigga had an Olive Garden battle, and Nemzio was old as fuck.
Yeah, I told you that nigga was old. Was,
and Tony Mama Luke is so old. And I thought that nigga was a school teacher.
Now, you know, the Italian niggas don't get old. You know, the older they get, the more dangerous they are. Right? You watch the Sopranos, man.
Nigga Junior almost put Tony on a fucking newspaper.
Bro. Uncle June said, "You shot Kennedy, nigga." Come on.
And then Rhino appeared in the spirit of nigga.
That's TNA Hall of Famer Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gore, not a spear.
Hey, Rhino, you owe me a lighter, nigga. I ain't forget.
What? Why does Rhino owe you a lighter?
Because I let him use my lighter, and that motherfucker never came back in the building.
You owe me one,
Rhino.
I didn't know that nigga smoked.
And then Don Marie was looking fine. And then Don Marie's looking fine as hell. Like, holy shit. Oh. And then
Don Marie is a hard worker. I saw a video. She was cutting a promo in her living room with NXT. I was like, yo, she work hard. She about to earn that money.
But the Bully Ray or Bubba Ray match with Trick Williams, that shit was ass, man. And then Ridge Holland got the pin, and there was no tables. And then D-Von didn't understand the assignment because he came out with some sweatpants and the regular Dudley Boy shirt and Bubba Ray in full-ass camo, which in the ECW
he had a match, bro.
Yeah, but ECW match. Arena, he shouldn't have had he a camel.
The tie-dye shit?
Tie-dye or the ECW fucking Dudley Boy jersey.
Have you ever noticed how much him and Paul Heyman sound exactly alike?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I never noticed that back in the day.
But man, that nigga's old as fuck. Man, he goes smooth and slow.
Man, we seen that nigga doing the windmill.
Mm-hmm.
We know. He said, bitch, you can't fight.
You can't fight for that. I feel like the show was cool. They even had like a tribute to the ECW, how it came on with the old This Is Extreme music. That shit was live. But it wasn't extreme enough, though.
Did a nigga pay homage to New Jack, though?
Nope. But I showed New Jack in the, I think the intro, I believe.
Okay. Then we made it.
New Jack has finally made it to WWE.
But it wasn't extreme.
We gotta die before we put his ass on TV.
Yeah, but it wasn't extreme enough. Like, it was no Flamer Tables. No Sandman, no.
I don't think they was gonna get that.
No beer drinking.
Hey, nigga, I seen some Legos get brought out.
Legos.
Not this show. It was last week's show, right?
That was last week.
Yeah, Halloween Havoc.
Oh, all right. I just seen it on Twitter today.
Yeah.
Legos.
Then you switch over to the other network. We had the Hurt Business come out. They came out with a fire ass song.
Hurt Syndicate. You can't call them Hurt Business.
Oh my God. Oh, okay.
Watch the losses. Watch the losses.
Okay. Hurt Syndicate came out with a fly ass song performed by Smoke Dizzle and West Side Gun. And they're talking about all the accolades and stuff niggas had. And then Swerve challenged this nigga for Bobby Lashley for a match at Full Gear.
Full ass woman.
And then we had Claudio Pac and versus Orange Cassidy and Darby Allin. And pretty much like all the matches on AEW was pretty much brawls. They niggas was brawling. And so this match ended in no contest. Then, like, Mercedes Monet and Christine Lander brought backstage. And then Camille, she's so fucking useless at this point, getting taken out. And they had Jericho and his niggas versus Mark Briscoe, Ishii, and Kyle O'Reilly. And then Kyle O'Reilly niggas won. That match was nice. Big Bill was slamming niggas through, like, ladders and shit. So, it was, like, no rules and shit.
Yeah.
And then Malachi Black and Adam Cole wrestled NXT Black and Gold. Match, but Adam Cole ended up winning. But it was weird though because it's like they hugged and shaked, and people on the internet saying that Malachi Black's leaving. He's going to the back to the Fed, as young niggas say online.
I don't know if he'll go back without his voice.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you about the Christian promo from earlier. Yeah, that, and then Jamie Hayter and Penelope Ford wrestled. That shit was live, and then Evil Japanese nigga who's not Okada versus and Kyle Fletcher versus Ricochet and Powerhouse Hobbs. That match was nice. And Ricochet is getting a lot of stride over there now because I feel like he can't talk for damn, but he can just wrestle and be free.
Here's the thing. I don't feel like he's doing nothing different, though.
I think he's like, I think he's just free. He can just do more. Come on, he was in main event tonight, So.
What is he doing different, though?
I don't know. I think he's got more freedom, like to just showcase who he is. Because we got him wrestling Zack Sabre Jr. at Wrestle Dynasty in New Japan the day after Wrestle Kingdom. And then we got Zack Sabre Jr. versus Shooter. Hmm. And then Kenny Omega's back, and they tease him versus Gabriel Kidd. And then your boy Sonata's in Bullet Club, which is crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Still alive, man. God damn.
Man, they got split it up, bro. It's too many versions, bro. You know what the crazy thing is?
All the Bullet Clubs in WWE and AEW now, man.
Yeah. And you know the crazy thing? Finn Balor and Tomatonga, original founders of Bullet Club, they ain't getting no money off of it, bro, because they ain't blowing.
Nope.
No money. Not a dollar. I hope y'all sending Finn some checks, bro.
Some of
y'all wouldn't be known without Bullet Club.
I think the only OG person left is Bad Luck Fale over there.
Bad luck for like get in shape in time for G1 every year, and then we don't see him no more.
Exactly, that's all.
Do some gangster shit,
bro. I think, and it's like after that is what Yushiro Tanahashi. What's his name? Yushiro Tanahashi. Mm-hmm. What's the Japanese
Tanahashi?
What's the Japanese nigga in Bullet Club?
Bonzo.
The other nigga with the chick, the bunny chick. What's?
Oh yeah, I know you talking about. She used to wear them little ass G string.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what is that nigga's name? Kendi.
Tokyo Pimp? That nigga up in it. Yeah, the Tokyo Pimp nigga, yeah.
Oh, Yujiro Takahashi.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't know, man. I don't know if you say you can say his name, I won't know. But if you say Tokyo Pimp, hey, I know.
I think Chase Owens, I think, a crime boss somewhere that we all know about. Them shades, you just wear them.
So that nigga's that nigga's cousin, right? He's Tama Tongan's cousin, I believe.
Who?
Bad Luck Fale. Chase Owens?
Oh, Bad Luck Fale.
No.
I'm gonna say Chase Owens. What? I thought he was honorary Tongan.
Niggas roll deep, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Niggas cousin, man. They could have used that nigga on Roman's team. They got their ass whooped.
Yeah, he's actually cousins of all them niggas. So he's the cousins of Tamalonga Hikulei on all them niggas. That shit's crazy. So he has bloodline ties too, just by this GP.
That's cool. Hey man, you know what they say, man. There's two families of Samoans. There's the Anoa'i family with Reigns, Rock, and all of them, and then there's the Samoan Joe family. And it's just Samoan Joe.
That's wild. If I was Samoan Joe, I would lie. They're my cousins too, nigga. Fuck that.
The family, nigga. Hey, no, they got like Hoodie Mellow and shit like that. Like different people. You got Hoodie Metal, Olympic Mellow, but Crown Jewel Solo is something different.
Yeah, that boy beat John Cena. It came out.
And he pinned Roman.
Oh, Roman. I was like, oh, this is different. Hey, everybody got their moments, bro.
Like, where is this stuff going? And we see we're going towards War Games. Is Sammy joining these niggas?
Not the way he dropped Roman.
No, he kicked the shit out of me. Hey, now solo said, look what you did.
Yeah,
hell, man.
I don't know why people hate Solo. That nigga's funny, bro. When he was talking,
it's funny.
People should have saw it, dog. When he was talking to Motor City with Street Guns, I still be laughing at it. He said, anytime, anywhere. I was like, yo, that's unnecessary, bro. Do it. Solo's hilarious.
Like we said, them niggas on Smack a Raw. Like they said, this nigga Roman Reigns had all them niggas in an abusive relationship, and now trying to rekindle.
Right. He not even doing the work. Jimmy doing all the work.
Yeah. Rikishi, like, man, I gotta be there, man. Somehow, man, I gotta be there.
Right. Don't nobody worry. Rikishi, another distract. Don't worry about it, Rikishi. You're good.
But yeah, we're leading up to like. Survivor Series like in a couple weeks, though. So, but since Survivor Series, do you guys prefer the traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series or the War Games?
Now that they implemented War Games, I love War Games.
For me, I think it depends, bro. Like, if there's a good storyline for it, War Games makes sense. But if it's just a couple niggas just thrown together. I got the last minute. It don't matter, bro. It's not that good.
That's why I feel like I like War Games now, because all the Survivor Series ain't no build up no more. I liked it when it was them brand wars, man. NXT coming,
yeah,
niggas' noses and shit. I like that, but now it's like, soon, what they gonna do? This fuck it, put them niggas in the cages. Put them in the cages.
Yeah, I like the brand war shit. That shit was cool.
My nigga, keep
Raw versus SmackDown, but now. Man. Yeah, but now how the brand split is, there's no brand split. Niggas is popping up on shows and shit, and they had kind of like, you know, champion versus champion at Crown Jewel, and it was like, damn.
It's going. I feel like the bloodline, they gotta go. They gotta go to work with Sammy.
Would have been
no man.
With Sammy? No, Dwayne Johnson.
I was hoping for The Rock, but you know they threw Sami Zayn and that shit, man.
Hey, man.
You're not Sammy. I am.
When is Survivor Series, bro? Because if this Christmas movie don't do good, man. Yeah, I know.
You gonna be there?
He'll be there.
That's why he's getting all this early promotion out the way. He overseas promoting that shit. Roxanne, nigga, I might
in Germany.
A few weeks.
I'm gonna go see it. I'll be back with a recap.
I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna take it though.
So yes, November 30th, Survivor Series, War Games.
War Games.
All right, that movie come out November 1st. Y'all watch some first week numbers. Oh, November 1st? Not November 1st. Never mind. Okay, he might not make it back for that one. I think it's December 1st. All right, I can check right now. I'll tell you right now. It's Rock coming back.
Saturday Night Live, man. Oh,
November 10th, bro. This comes out November 10th.
Yeah, he got time. So you're going to appear after the show?
Oh, wait, November 10th is like the early screen. Hold on.
And they're going to pop up dressed like Santa.
November 15th is the original one.
Oh, he got 15 days?
I ain't gonna lie, I got ACMA list. I can see it a days early. I'll be seeing movies early and shit. I ain't gonna lie. No extra calls.
They got the drop.
It's not advertisement. It's not an advertisement. It's just a fact, bro. That's the happiest thing I bought this year. I built a computer this year. But A list, that's number two, bro. I was like, damn, this is worth it.
It's a great investment.
Yeah. Absolutely. So November 15th is when that movie drop. If it don't do too good, expect to see Rocket Survivor Series, bro. Yep.
Shout out to my nigga Duke Davis, man. He appeared on AEW Dynamite tonight.
Word?
Yeah.
What's he doing? He was whooping ass.
He was like in a backstage segment. Like I think he had handed the phone to Don Callis and shit from MJF.
Word?
Yeah, it's pretty dope. I was like watching it. I was like, wait a minute. Is that Duke Davis? And it, like, I was sitting there tweeting him. We were sitting there talking about, because he tweeted some bullshit about, like, you know, some funny ass seats. I'm like, yeah, no, like, side chicks, wife, you got to go through me first. And I was like, come on, dog. And then I look up, this nigga's on TV. I was like, this is hilarious.
It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make us on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that nigga Donald Trump wouldn't say. Take all them niggas off TV if it was up to me.
Yeah, this shit's been a joke, man. But speaking of this shit, man, that's a fucking Jack Swagger, man. That nigga got CTE.
What did Jack Swagger do, bro?
He said, man, Tony Khan, like, trying to voice his, silence his political views, and he endorsed Kamala. And then he was like, oh, yeah, if I'm voting for Donald Trump and, like, you know, I'm a racist.
A little bit.
Listen here. Yes.
You got to be at least a little bit racist to vote Donald Trump, bro.
You got to be a little rapey. You got to be a little rapey. You got to be a little pervy. You got to be a little racist.
Yeah. I mean, it's something. He might not be racist. He might be a little pervy.
He might be a little pervy.
But he's something. He's something.
I know this girl was getting butt naked on OnlyFans. Might be a little pervy.
What?
Jack Swagger girl?
Yeah,
she was naked on
OnlyFans. Yeah, Jack Swagger. Once he said all that shit, like was tweeting crazy shit, like you know, Tony Khan's a communist and all that shit. Hey, that nigga lost so many bookings. He is supposed to be booked for a show November 14th. They like we're no longer.
I was just looking at stuff like before we started the show, and I saw that I was like, damn, it's over for him. You could always do MMA again.
Get folded. I don't know. He might do MMA. I know UFC niggas love Trump.
And he's stuck with this real American
character. Blitzkrieg Pro. They dropped him like right before we started the show. And you like right after you told me about him saying stupid shit. They dropped him because the sponsor said, nah, we don't want him on the show. But it's okay. Donovan Dijak, Masha Slamovich, Jeff Cobb, still on the show, you know?
Nice. Speak of she wrestled in TNA, right? She's a champion, right?
Who? Masha?
Yeah.
She is a Knockouts World Champion right now.
Shout out to her, because I think her and she wrestled in the Fourth Ropes show against like Jordan Grace, her, and Jocelyn. That show was dope. It was like wrestling rap.
Jocelyn need to sign with TNA. TNA, y'all need to sign Jocelyn and Isaiah Bronner. Go fucking around. Just do it. Just do it.
But yeah, Jack Swagger, man.
Jack Swagger. No swagger on that one, buddy. Gotta tell you that. Tell me more about this 10-year New Day show, though. Who's doing that?
So there's a tweet. I think like Adam Pearce was like, hey, we're going to have a 10-year anniversary of New Day later on show. But I'm like, is this a show they're going to break up?
Absolutely.
Can I do shit like that? They niggas break up.
Mm-hmm. It's never happy. Over. Never a happy celebration.
No. Or Big E, come back.
Right. That would be I don't know, Biggie. Hey, man, I don't know if you hear me or not, but listen here, Biggie. Cut your motherfucking hair, dog. Go.
What's wrong with his hair?
Bald, nigga.
What's up with his hair?
Man, you see how far that nigga hair go back, dog?
But it's always been that way, though.
Man, and I always wanted him to cut it. Nigga, cut that shit, nigga. That shit look crazy. That shit worse than Stephen A's, man.
Hey, man, it's just the way he built.
Nah, he gotta go bald, man.
Nah,
he almost at unmasked Kane level, dog.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Everybody can't go bald, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Have you seen Trae Young this week?
Yeah, but that's Trae Young. His shit ain't worse than Big E's, man.
Trae Young look like somebody's grandpa, bro. He looked like the grandpa they warn you about. Hey, when we get in here,
that nigga got a nice little curly head, though. This shit is wild.
You know what's got a bad lineup right now? I was on fucking TikTok. That nigga 50 Tyson.
I didn't even know that nigga was still around, man.
Yeah, that nigga. Look at that 50 Tyson, bro.
That nigga popped up. He popped up like on live. And like, I was like, what the fuck is this live shit? And this nigga singing, Konnichiwa, Konnichiwa. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? And then like somehow switched to a Prince Nana live. And then he shouted me out. He's like, oh, what up, Down Moon? What up? I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Buy some coffee. I was like, all right, bet. But yeah, Big E hairline.
You watch ICJ Fish too?
Hell no.
Nah, I'm telling you, man, that nigga got, when Kane took that mask off and fucked up RVD, nigga, that's how Big E should look. Except in front of
feet. Oh, don't do that.
I got no choice, man. That shit fucked, man. Hey, I wouldn't let my feet come outside with no bad. Let me cut that shit, though. But see, he too swole, man. Ain't nobody gonna tell that nigga that. What the fuck you say about my hair, nigga?
Xavier gonna tell him, and that's when New Day gonna break up. Nigga, gonna be like, Kofi, I told you about this motherfucker. I told you about him. I told you, Kofi.
Man, them niggas need to come out there with the wireless clippers. Just shake that nigga like they did Vince, man. Do this nigga dirty on camera.
Is it? He's gonna have one more match. It's gonna be a hair versus career match. You're gonna lose them both, bro.
Watch the whole show waiting for that match, nigga.
Him versus Goldberg. Because Goldberg want that one match. He want that last match.
He ain't getting it.
I don't know, man. WWE even took the momentum and, like, you know, start posting that shit live on their social medias and on, like, you know, a Raw and shit. And I was like, wow.
They want Yokozuna back, bro.
It's funny. Not gonna happen. I told y'all niggas, them niggas just got that nigga Yokozuna over there. Mm-hmm. They ain't never seen. They say, how much would it cost to bring Yokozuna? Hey, look, nigga, you gonna have to call Papa Shango, the real one, if you
think you're gonna see the Undertaker really no magic, bro.
Nigga, you gonna.
It's gonna be some work involved in this.
Hey, it's gonna be some real illegal shit happening.
Right.
They gonna have to take motherfucking. Talking lower, nigga. Stuff him in the room, just feed this nigga for months.
Oh, man.
You want Yokozuna, nigga? Give us 6 months.
Hey, bro, you want to keep your job?
This nigga all the KFC, dog. I seen that documentary, my nigga, sneaking them buckets. We know exactly how to get you big, nigga.
Wait, who was sneaking buckets?
My nigga, what was that? Cornette was sneaking that nigga, Yokozuna buckets when he was in the food rehab.
Mark Henry. Mark Henry was driving him getting food.
Man, nigga was sneaking them buckets of chicken.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Courtney was sneaking that nigga food too, though, man.
That's crazy, bro.
Wow, man.
I didn't know they had food rehab, bro. That's crazy.
Man, I feel like they didn't. I feel like they made that shit just for him. They said, you know what? Fuck this, man.
Nah, I mean, they got fat caps and shit, bro.
Yeah, but if Ben Stiller ain't there, who want to go?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I feel like you get a lot of pussy in fat camp. All right. I can anyway.
Man, them niggas
that's crazy.
Together and fuck they sell.
Let me see.
Fat camp?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Hey, band camp, you definitely getting that.
Remember, it's like the episode of South Park when Kermit had fat camp when he was selling niggas candies.
Yeah, see, that's why I couldn't go to fan camp, bro.
That's what happened on what was that?
I'd be in their house and they'd be sick of me.
They had the stash, bro. How did they ever let that get caught? Them niggas say, yo, you niggas ain't serious about this shit.
Hey, man. They're offering a Biggest Loser fat camp, 18 grand.
Man.
18 grand.
But shout out to my nigga, big nigga Bronson, though, for that MF Doom gear, though. That shit was fire.
Fire. But back to these fat niggas, hey, man. You remember my nigga Harvey? You fat bastard. Hey, Harvey used to get in them niggas on Celebrity Fit Club, though. We need that nigga back. He said,
see, that shit wouldn't have worked for me, bro.
Now, Harvey was waking niggas up early and calling them fat bastards. Get up, motherfucker. Running down this goddamn street with all these cameras glaring in your face, nigga.
The way I'm set up, we're gonna have to fight. It's like,
Dustin Diamond was on there, and this nigga was gaining weight the whole time this motherfucker was on the show, dog.
Oh man.
A lot of people did good. But Bone Crusher did pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, someone kept it off, bro.
What's her name? Tempest Bledsoe? Is that her name?
Tempest, yeah.
Yeah, she was on. She did her little. I would have tore it up either way, Tempest. I feel like you ain't even doing shit.
Yeah, but like you said, bro, someone cut it off. So good for them, bro.
Yes, sir. It was Harvey. They don't want to see that big bald nigga no more.
Right. Like Bone Crusher still skinny. 2024.
Hey, he don't want to see Harvey. He said all that yelling I was doing to my record.
He said I'm really not doing that shit no more. This nigga yelling out at me. I don't like this. This dude said he about to pay for the fat camp. And somebody said, you can buy a lot of Ozempic for 18 grand. What are you doing?
Tell you, bro. That's Charlie Fair. It's crazy, my nigga.
Oh, man.
Tell you, man, Batista on that shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody said, bro. That nigga on that Ozempic. That nigga on that shit, bro.
Somebody said this is the fourth time that Undertaker beat Batista in the main event.
that's not funny. I don't like that. That's not funny.
hey, that's fucked up, man. What is hey.
Oh.
Nah, man, that's the biker Undertaker, man.
Right, that don't count. That don't count.
Like at this point, like it's so fucked up. You gotta make jokes because you know.
I know some of y'all crying and shit, but
oh god,
it's okay.
Niggas don't give a damn.
Survive, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy because like that's where like me and Darrell, I think you was on one show. Like every political thing in the last couple of years, we did a show after it, and it was like okay. We did the first when Trump got elected. We was like, damn, this shit's really real. We did a regular show. And like,
we went through Trump. We went through Biden.
Right, yeah. We went through COVID, nigga. That shit was wild.
Nigga, we was there when Obama was here, nigga.
Yeah.
we was in there. Obama. I feel like Obama was president.
Maybe.
I don't think Trump was president when we first started.
Oh, man.
What was that? WrestleMania? What was that, nigga?
I'll have to check.
We started because I was in medical assistant school during that time.
Who was president when the streak got defeated?
Shit. I don't know, man.
I think it had to be Obama, man.
Presidents don't really matter to me. Hey, get involved with your local politics. Do some political organizing.
Oh, they fucked up here too, man. They got my nigga Sheriff Brown up out of there, man.
Brandon Marino. Them fucking damn YouTube commercials, nigga. That's just did it.
Oh, that's what did it, man, because you know people are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Just like radio music, man. All you gotta do is play the shit enough times.
Niggas like trendy music, you know?
Hey, listen here, man. A nigga come on with a song called Hitler That Nigga. You play that shit 30 times on the radio, niggas gonna know all the lyrics to it.
Wait, what?
Westside Gunn got a fucking album called Hitler 6.
Hey, man. And look how many niggas listen to it, man.
I don't know. A lot of people wasn't listening to the old West Side Gun shit. Now they're trying to get on the bandwagon, though. But, you know, to each his own. Niggas it's buying true, the merch. Sure. People buying the merch and shit now, you know.
I'm going to tell you, West Side, you're going to have to come up with some shit for me to get it. All these big-ass heads ain't doing it for me, West Side Gun.
I got the fucking flare. I got the flare and swerve joint, nigga.
Hey, man, them heads big than a motherfucker, West Side, man. You got to put some shit on there, man.
Man, we
got
to get
man, our I heard. On. Hey, did we talk about Ric Flair? His stepson committed suicide. Did we talk about that?
That was last year.
I think we talked about. I feel like we didn't talk about it on the show.
All right, let's move on. Hey guys, don't commit suicide. Reach out if you need help. You know,
mm-hmm.
There you go.
Especially after right. this election, man. Come on, y'all.
Right. Yeah, I know some of y'all are struggling. I saw the tweets. We're gonna be all right.
All right. Reconsider. Like a great man once said, don't do the fuck it part. Don't do the fuck it part.
Like, you know, we come together now, you know, we just got to keep on, you know, pushing, man. Shit.
Hey, niggas made it through the first one. Hey, just look at the bright side. This motherfucker can't do this ever again.
And look at the bright side, too. This nigga's old as fuck. This nigga's what, 80, 82?
78, bro.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like
he'll be 82 if he finishes it.
About to say some shit.
Now, like, come on now. So my thing, them niggas pushing the goalposts back because it was like, oh my god, this nigga Joe Biden was so old, but now Trump is the oldest motherfucking president to be fucking elected. Like, you niggas push a goalpost. This nigga's old as fuck. He might not make it. Look at this nigga. He's orange. He's old. He might not make it. I hope he don't make it.
What these niggas did is they had to remind us who country this really is.
Yeah.
Because, like, they said, you know, they said the Latino votes and the black, but I seen the percentage, and like, nigga, the only vote that was over was the white women. Yeah.
And here's the thing. A lot of people are blaming Latino people. Latino people are, like, 12% of all the voters. Go talk to your white friends.
Right. I'm saying. Because they the ones that beat us. They have to remind niggas.
Yeah, they have a fucking.
I'll see your white friends, bro. It's not the Latinos. It's not the black people.
I love that percentage. White friends. I love it.
Yeah, white niggas rather have a rapist, fucking con artist, fucking liar, a fucking felon in the White House over a black lady who does nothing wrong. Which that's
this nigga was. Yeah. I'm not gonna say that, I get your point.
You can't trust a nigga to fucking porn stars off camera, nigga. What are you doing, bro? What are you doing, Trump?
Now, if you're a politician and you're fucking women and turn them into porn stars on camera, that's different. Hey,
different.
Free that man. Free that man.
What's different? Free my.
I'm going to Equatorial Guinea, and I'm going to advocate for that man's freedom. All right. Look, he's not in jail for the sex crimes. He did some fraud. Okay, but free him.
Yeah, free my man. Hey, I feel like y'all need to pay that nigga for the exposure he did with these hoes. Nigga. I feel like y'all niggas need to get this nigga immunity.
I feel like they can't even be mad at him. They got to be mad at their wives.
Hey, listen here.
Because they was on camera. They was smiling.
They can easily said no.
My nigga was on that bitch looking like Wallow, man.
Yeah.
Free that nigga, dog.
Hey, man.
Oh shit, man!
Hey, man.
It's been a while, bro. It's only Wednesday.
I know the president is upset, but your sister's a grown woman.
Hey, man. All you need to know is that she wasn't forced into nothing, Mr. President.
No, I saw the video. She was not forced.
I would like to know which one of them was.
No,
wait. There's like actually like. How long's the videos? Because I haven't seen
the pictures. I don't know. I've seen the longest one was probably about what 3 minutes.
I mean, I haven't seen nothing.
Yeah. They just uploading clips, bro. Unless you want to take the risk,
bro.
Oh my god, I missed all this. I haven't seen the pictures. That's it.
Hold up, nigga. Four, bro. Nigga, scroll down. FOMO. I said, oh, this nigga going crazy.
Yeah, one of them, he got the toys. I was like, yo, all right, man.
Them bitches about to be on every website now, bro. They're gonna start popping up in niggas. Recent history and shit.
That man's a real lover, bro.
No, man, that nigga wasn't playing.
Honestly, you can't even manage your wife. You gotta ask yourself, why did you feel comfortable going to sleep with this man outside of our marriage?
You know why?
And recording it, looking in the camera and telling him
done. That's
by my ear.
And she said, "You know what? Fuck that. I gotta go to that bowl, nigga."
What did you do?
You said, "Fuck that, nigga."
What did you do to ruin your relationship to the point that your wife felt comfortable looking directly in the camera and saying, "Hey, get the toy"?
Like, do you go home and like once your wife like, "Hey, what do you do?"
Well, that's your fault, bro.
I just had dinner with the president. Like, oh, okay.
You can't even break up with your bitch. You just got to go in there and try to do your best to imitate this thing. Because they was enjoying themselves, man.
Man, you're going to whoop her ass at this point, nigga.
Hey, don't do it. No.
You're going to stone her, nigga. I'm sorry, nigga.
They got a crazy ass like epidemic over there with like niggas like raping and killing women and shit now. Right. It's wild. Don't do that.
But yeah. And it's like a strict law, like you shouldn't mess around in marriage over in Africa.
Hey man, I feel like that's everywhere.
Yeah,
different parts, different rules for different parts. You know, you can do certain stuff in some states and not other ones. Like some states are open carry, and other states you need a permit. It's just different laws, different rules, different places. Forget Africa's like what 52 countries.
Okay,
it's all different.
And we got hit with that one time, right? You know, different state, different permit. And they're just like, oh, you know, it's different state.
Hey, it is what it is, bro. But yeah, man, shout out to him, bro. I hope you beat them corruption charges. But if you do, you're gonna get beat on by them husbands.
Free him. Keep Coney.
You know that's y'all? Crazy.
Hey, what free that, man? You know, that man told his it was free. Free Max B. Max B gonna have to help that dude, bro. Man.
Okay, so wait, that dude
told his wife you were in four videos.
He told her to take the glasses off, though. Like, wait a minute, I feel like she needs the glasses to see the video better.
It's not funny, but it's funny, bro.
This episode is spiraling out of control, and I fucking love it.
No, Equatorial Guinea is spiraling out of control, bro. Because now the president got to sit there and think about his sister getting wild dogged by this man, and he sitting across from the Minister of Defense, and he like, "Yeah, he got my wife too. Mm. That's my brother."
They probably got that nigga jumped in jail.
Oh my goodness, he ain't gonna make it out, bro.
Like a whole army to get this nigga to get killed.
Hey, y'all ever watched Punisher, the TV show, and he was in jail? It's just like, they locked him in the corridor and like all those inmates came. That's exactly what that man's going through, bro.
His ass, man. He brought that nigga shower like they did on Maniac Cop. Fuck that nigga up.
That man is over for that man.
Shit. Oh, man. I feel like that news is more interesting than the fucking presidential shit, man.
Hey, where's nigga Jim Cornette at during a project? Where's nigga? I want to see Jim Cornette's reaction and everything. That shit might be funny.
Corny's pissed. I'll tell you that, man. Yeah. You know, people, you know, hey, it's wild. Because I feel like Cornette a little racist. And when a nigga like that don't like you,
exactly. It's bad. Like, Cornette's racist as fuck. But, like, yeah, if you don't like you, nigga, and say you a piece of shit, and like, it's pretty bad. Because that nigga's racist as fuck.
Yeah, I feel like you done did something lame, though.
Hey man, you can be a racist and still be a Democrat.
Racist white dude said some crazy shit that made sense one time. This nigga said, "Yeah, hell yeah, I'm a racist. I feel like everybody should be a racist. You should love your culture." He said, "But I am not a bigot." And I was like, "Wait a minute. Nigga, kind of making a little bit of sense."
Fall for it, B. Don't fall for it.
Hey, nigga, hey, no. It stopped, but the nigga tattoos through all of what he was saying, though.
Oh, man. Unless he was honest, bro.
My thing with all this political shit, just like, you know, it's okay what you believe in, but just don't disrespect a person for what they believe in. Like, you know, like,
oh no, I'm a disrespect.
You know what I mean though, but like, you know,
I understand. Like, if it was Dick Cheney and Obama, you feel me? It might have been. I understand.
I'm trying to like break it out, like, because he would be like, ha, look at, we won, ha, 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 rubbing in your face, and, you know, just pause, like, both ends. It's like, it's a lot of, bullshit.
I was laughing about Donald Trump being elected.
Hey, like, man, I got to tell you, we are black people. I don't know about you guys. I make less than $100,000 a year. My life's not going to change much.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not a rich ass nigga like Dave Chappelle said. You know, they're like, oh, the poor whites is like, oh yeah, voting for Donald Trump, and then like nigga, they still live in the same exact trailer, cars busted up, three teeth, and it's like,
it's the thing, man.
Presidents, you nigga.
Yeah, look, man, life's gonna get a little harder. It is what it is sometimes, but you know, they overall presidents don't had that much say. Like, you need to really focus in on your state politicians. That's what you really need to focus on, because they're gonna have to say. They never codify Roe versus Wade. They say, hey, abortions are legal federally. If you focus in on your local politicians, they can say, nah, that shit's legal here, bro. That's why you got to focus in on your local elections, because they can override whatever the federal government says. That's why the federal government can say marijuana is illegal, and if you smoke the marijuana, we're going to give you a whole lot of jail time, and states can be like, nah, we're not doing that shit no more. And even on the city level, because marijuana is still very illegal in Indiana, but in Indianapolis, it's very decriminalized. So unless you got enough to be selling this shit, just go about your what day. They don't care. Like, I can go right now. I can go to a store right now and buy some shit. I know where it is. Like, it is what it is. Yeah. So it's like, that's why you got to focus in on your local elections. Like, yeah, man, I got Republican senators here and Republican congressmen and Republican governor and shit. But I got socialist city council members for the city, and I can go buy weed on my lunch break and nobody gives a fuck, you know? So focus in on your local elections. He gonna do the tariff shit. Prices gonna get a little higher. But again, focus in on your local shit. Don't look, man, you don't gotta go to the big Walmart and shit. You can hit your mom and pop shop. All right, bro. It's focus in on your local shit. Be part of your community. You be all right. Don't be a selfish motherfucker. Because if you're a selfish motherfucker, doing bad is only going to come back to bite you in the ass. Right. So focus in on your community. Support your people. You be all right.
But when shit hits the fans, you poor whites, and your Medicaid and shit gets cut for your dad, uncle, and shit.
Don't you call me a motherfucker.
You niggas said this. You niggas said this.
Remember, you did it. You did it because you didn't want to see that fine black lady up in there. Just hating. Nigga, I thought history was going to be made, dog. These niggas disappointed me, bro. I ain't going to lie, bro. It was disappointing. And
then, Javier, when Wello gets deported, it's your fucking fault.
Because you want to be identified as white. You don't think you as close to us. You think you closer to them.
And you're not, buddy.
Just because your motherfucking hair get a little straight when it get wet, nigga.
Should this be the episode cover right here, Mr. Techie niggas?
Oh, man. Where's my phone at?
I was going to say put that nigga Harvey on that bitch, nigga. Let me see this picture.
Oh, man.
Nigga Harvey, wake your fat ass up. Get your ass man. Up.
Yeah, and get in shape too, bro, because I got to tell you, nothing makes a nigga want to go on a diet more than a Republican president. These motherfuckers is talking about war. I need to get in war shape.
I'm too old, man. I'm good.
Big Mo, I see you at the gym, my brother.
Oh, yeah. Look at this nigga.
It's like, what? Is that the episode picture?
Oh, fuck him, man. We can't give him that much acknowledgement.
No, fuck that guy.
Wake that nigga up, Harvey.
We gonna put Harvey on there, bro.
Get your motherfucking ass up, you poor bastard. No,
I'm gonna get a picture of Harvey and I'm gonna put him on my refrigerator door. Every time I look at it, I'm like they put Harvey, I don't need that.
From Everybody Hates Chris in their wallet, nigga.
Right.
You going to fat camp, Durham?
Nah.
I'm like, damn. Nah.
And I can't get a Zimbic. I'm not pre-diabetic.
There's no big nigga like that, dude, man.
I know, dude. You're a big nigga, man.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, we're on 5X and big-ass boat shoes, my nigga, so you good.
Yeah, but when they start that Civil War II or Civil War III, I need to be prepared.
You need text. That's all. As long as that finger work,
Oh man, that's crazy.
Hey man,
y'all ever see that video? It's like this real big dude, and he's just shooting this automatic gun.
Yes,
like...
he ain't moving.
Yeah,
that nigga wasn't moving, dog. That's scary. Hey, if that nigga's aim is good, it's over for niggas.
No recoil whatsoever, bro. He was
all good.
And get your gun too, people. Yeah, man.
I know this lady with a big ass BBL be shooting guns on YouTube, nigga. What? Every time you shoot that motherfucker, the recoil knock back. Why am I watching this, nigga? I don't give a fuck about these guns.
I know why I would be watching it.
Hey, listen here. Nigga, she was floating around on the internet what about a couple years. I'm like, man, that's this fucking lady from these YouTube videos, man. Nigga, she shoot that gun, that ass go bouncing like jello, but you could tell it's a BBL. But it looked good in them yoga pants, though. Can't even lie.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I don't even know. We're not even talking about wrestling no more.
Nah, since we ain't talking about wrestling, I repeated my nigga Quincy Jones, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, RIP Quincy Jones for sure, bro.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, RIP him, but check your niggas' text messages.
Hey, man, what the hell is you doing? What the hell is this, man? Can I play this straight? Oh, fuck, I got to sign into YouTube, man. I'm in. Hold on.
I don't know if Facebook's listening to me play it.
I seen this nigga. This nigga. I guarantee you his sister.
I'm not going to lie for this, man. Grandma. I'm not going to lie for this.
I guarantee you his auntie is his sister and his grandma at the same time. That is some Hills Have Eyes shit. And I feel like this nigga so nice, though. But if he see brown skin, I feel like he turns red.
Some people be like that, bro.
I feel like that's a sundown town where the niggas is at.
What the hell's have eyes? What's like gun shit? This is Hills Have Eyes.
When the niggas tied up already.
This is Hills Have Eyes shit that the niggas voted for Trump in West Virginia. This is like, I'm not voting for no Camilla or whatever name is.
Don't get Bubba, nigga. He'll do him right. Here come this nigga, dog. He be pissed. Why the fuck I drive down the street, man? Yeah, you don't want to see a nigga like that. That nigga neck, man. That nigga built like PCO.
What?
My PCO.
Shout out to Zilla for being the four-fold champion. Shout out to him.
I saw, man.
And some niggas are bringing up that old ass clip now too of Jacob Fatu 2 scamming them the charity. Remember he brought that shit up? Like,
Time out. I got an update on that too, by the way. I'm glad you mentioned it, bro. Somebody brought that up trying to kill his vibe, like Jacob Fatu 2 never paid that charity back. And motherfuckers reached out to charity. And the charity originally they were like, yeah, he never paid us back. He owes us money. And then somebody put that pressure on him and they pulled it up. And it's like, nah, actually, he did pay us back, and we didn't see it. How the fuck y'all didn't see it, bro? Y'all was eating that shit, trying to get some more donations. Y'all petty, y'all childish for that. Y'all looked up people throwing that dirt on that man's name, knowing he paid y'all back.
And then like one of his family members donated like a whole bunch of merches as well too. So
that was like y'all tried to play that. That was nasty, bro. That was nasty work.
On the rise, man. Come on, man. My nigga done changed. If they only knew the story, man.
Like, they trying to bring that man down. That was dirty.
Still, if I do ball them, like, bro, they changed their lives around for the better. Yeah. Niggas was out there thugging, nigga. A lot of niggas don't have that happy ending. Nah. They stay right in jail, nigga, and thug for life.
Yo.
Like, hey, man.
He did the right thing, bro. It's
entertaining as fuck, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. Like, yeah. I don't know, man. Niggas just... find anything to bring a nigga down, man. When this kid brings going down, man.
Y'all know he paid that money back. Y'all pay for that, bro. And he paid it back a long time ago.
I bet you he paid more than what it was, too.
Probably, especially with his family who's donating merch. Yeah, come on, bro. Y'all cold for that one. Y'all cold hearted.
Yeah, yeah, there it is, man. Very deep for internet, nigga. Niggas hate him.
Yep. Nigga bring up a tweet from nigga when you was a kid. Like, nigga, didn't you say that? Hey, remember when they got in that Larry Nance ass and he called Kobe a rapist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that nigga ended up getting drafted to the Lakers, nigga. Like, imagine that first conversation, though. Yeah, nigga, I know you said it.
Mm. But hey, it's been a good episode.
Yeah, just man. Did we cover? Yeah, we covered everything.
Mm-hmm. No, just follow us, Powerbomb Jitsu, at YouTube. Our YouTube page is growing with our shit. We got a lot of views. You know, I think the AEW video we posted hit a whole bunch of views, and hope they're all still recording.
Oh, it still is. Yes, sir. People, follow us. Y'all already know all the handles.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas know the handles. Y'all niggas know. Handles like Stephon Marbury.
Mm-hmm.
No handles. Vaseline. Y'all remember like, that nigga ate the Vaseline, bro?
Yeah. Yeah. We just have to follow our handles, you know. But, yeah, we got to shout out to Powerbomb Jitsu, just us.
Shout out to us. No. Got to shout out Smackin' It Raw, you know. Shout out to
Get Your Podcast.
Yes, sir. You know it. Shout out to my boy Cheechin, you know, the Mark Swim Likes.
Yep. Shout out to them folks over at Go For The Pin. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ringside Club, the Black Wrestling guys.
Kings of Wrestling, bro.
Young Kings of Wrestling. Shout out to them.
Yeah, niggas need to fuck with Culture Clash Network while supplies last.
Oh man, hey, get it now.
Get it now. Infomercials.
You better get your own.
Limited supply only.
Get it while the getting is good.
Right. Better move quick.
That nigga said, "No, my brother, you got to get your own."
That shit is still funny to me.
Oh man, forever. That's forever classic. And they remade that shit so many times and parodied it so many times. It hits every trip, no matter who does it.
Yep.
No, I feel like Billy D needed to do that one time. I feel like before he get up out of here, he got to do it. I feel it. That nigga's voice is perfect for that shit.
Oh, man.
I feel like I would still ate that General Fried Chicken, nigga, just because Billy D on that commercial, man. He said they got the general.
No, my God, I gotta watch that shit tonight, man.
Shout out to Billy D, bro.
Hey, whatever you do, don't watch the second one.
I don't watch the second one.
Oh, man. I fucks with my nigga, man, but they shouldn't have did it. They should have just left it at part one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But yeah, subscribe to all that shit.
Especially Power Bombs. All right. Anything else y'all want to say? We good?
We good?
All right, that's it.